We look at the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We dig deep. Christina Bob was here explaining the blow-by-blow that she was able to witness. You know, they refused to, at first refused to show her the search warrant at all. Refused to show her the search warrant at all as they rifled through the former president's goods at Mar-a-Lago. Dr. Jerome Corsi knows a lot about this. He's the author of The Truth About Energy, Global Warming and Climate Change, Exposing Climate Lies in an Age of Disinformation. He would have loved the conversation from a moment ago, but we're going to go to the next one. Doctor, good to have you back on the program.
Steve, it's great to be back with you. Thank you.
Greatly appreciate it. Next time we'll talk about the war on farmers, but today it's the war on Trump. It continues. It began before he was president, continued through his entire administration, and it continues after he left office based on what the librarians are upset at the National Archives, and so they're trying to use the Presidential Records Act as the premise for raiding a former president's home. This is so far beyond the pale. It's infuriating. What do you make of it?
Well, Steve, I've been through it. I mean, this vicious Department of Justice, which is completely politicized, they tried to imprison me. I wouldn't tell their lies because I knew the Russian collusion had not happened. So when I was called before the Mueller grand jury, I couldn't tell the lies they wanted me to tell. I refused. And they offered me a plea deal. And I looked at the plea deal. I couldn't stand before a judge and swear a lie. I refused the plea deal. They didn't indict me, but they were vicious. They hate Trump. This has nothing to do with the Records Act. They will put Trump in jail for a parking ticket if they could.
They 100%.
They want to destroy him.
But here's the problem. I think they went too far this time because friends of mine, attorneys, a couple of them, that are, well, let's just say they hate Trump too, but they're attorneys and they're liberal. They said this is out of bounds, completely out of, and it has infuriated so many Americans. Even people that don't like Trump are more inclined to vote for him today than they were 48 hours ago because of all of this. They have galvanized support for Donald Trump by making him a martyr of sorts. What do you say to that?
Well, I think you're right. And I also say that these Democrats, the Nancy Pelosi's, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, these are screaming demons. These people are out of their minds. They can't tell you who a woman is. They're running around with their neo-Marxism nonsense in their heads. And an American who wants to preserve values, wants to make the country great again, wants economic activity to prosper, they hate him. They hate Donald Trump, and they will not stop until they imprison him. They did it in 2016. We had Black Lives Matter. We had Antifa. They were going to take two impeachment trials. Now they're raiding his papers. Pretty soon they're going to get him for jaywalking, and they'll put him in prison for the rest of his life.
Potentially, yeah. They would like that, wouldn't they? In America 2022, I mean, I look at the stunt the FBI pulled in Michigan, trying to say that Governor Whitmer was the focus of this, you know, kidnapping plot. And then you find out you got six doofy stoners, some of which that live in mom's basement, are being coerced by a dozen FBI agents and informants to make comments and statements. It all got acquitted, but that was the FBI at work in Michigan. Again, prior to the 2020 election, they got their big splash newsletter. Governor targeted for kidnap and assassination, which was complete hogwash. Hogwash. What's going on with the FBI?
Well, first of all, we don't have a legitimate media that will report anything. We've got your shows, even others, but that's it. The media will lie to you. They didn't even report this Donald Trump except to applaud and say, Nancy Pelosi, no one's above the law. Yeah, except Nancy Pelosi and her husband. Or let's go down the list, Hunter Biden or Joe Biden. They're all above the law. These people are insane. This is demonic. They're going to destroy the country. And if you want to live under these people, they just passed a Inflation Reduction Act, which has nothing to do with reducing inflation. They took the billionaire tax out. They're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents to come after you, after the middle class. They want to destroy the middle class. I've never seen anything like it in my life. I never thought this would happen in America. If we want to live under these people, you've got them. We've just got the Gestapo is now running. You know, the Nazis are running the FBI.
Yeah, does the FBI equal KGB in America 2022? That was the question I was going to ask you. I think you just answered it, but go ahead.
Well, yes, they do. And in fact, I think we should get rid of the FBI, get rid of the Department of Justice, start over again. I mean, maybe I'll just raise the building and get all the demons out of there. It's become a political organization. And if you want political justice in the United States, there will be no First Amendment, there will be no God. And if you want to live in there, the economy these people are going to create, you're going to pay outrageous price for energy. They won't care if you starve. And they'll be telling you to eat grasshoppers. I mean, the insanity of this left, you know, they can't tell you who a woman is. They want your children to be exposed to transgenders in kindergarten. I mean, the demons are in charge. If we want to live under this way,
I don't.
That's what it's going to look like. And Donald Trump proved it. I don't either. And now it's time to stop it.
Yeah. It is time to stop it right now in its tracks. Permanently. We have to fight like hell for this country, like we could lose it, because we could. I need to hear from people. Mitch McConnell, grow a spine. Say something. Get in front of the cameras. The Democrats are in front of cameras 24 hours a day when they're not in power. Where are the Republicans? Get in the game. Fight like Donald Trump. I'll give you the last word, Doctor.
Well, Mitch McConnell's wife is Chinese, and she's worth about $300 billion in China. I wouldn't count on her doing anything and him doing anything. They're done. They're in the game playing with China. And if the American people want to be ruled by the Chinese communists, this is our opportunity to be so.
Yeah.
We do not. And the next news cycle, when they say everybody's going to be dying from monkeypox, we've got to go into a lockdown, or there's a climate emergency that's going to lockdown, we've got to say no.
We have to say no. Absolutely no. Dr. Jerome Corsi, heartbreak coming, sir. I appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for your wisdom.
My pleasure, Steve. Anytime. Thank you. God bless.
There you have it. Back in a moment. You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.